Hello and welcome to the Racing Postcast, proudly sponsored by Unibet. We have a special show for you coming up. We'll be looking at the Scottish Grand National up at Ayr, one of five live ITV races we'll be previewing over jumps. And we'll also turn our attentions to the start of the Classic Trials at Newbury, where it's the Greenham and the Fred Darling full of clues for the 1,000 and 2,000 guineas. My name is James Stevens in your top left. And joining me for the show, we have Keith Melrose in the top right, Tom Park just below, and Unibet's Ed Nicholson in the other corner. Before we get started, of course, do rate, review and subscribe if you enjoy our shows so you don't miss any in the future. Let's go straight to Ayr. And our first race we'll be looking at is the 110 at Ayr, the Scotty Brand Handicap Chase, where Western Diego is your 100-30 favourite. This, of course, for Willie Mullins, looking to claw back that championship after his fantastic result in the Grand National last week. Western Diego, 100-30 favourite. Tommy's Oscar, 92. Etalon, 92. Trapane Law, 5-1. Hom Pub League, 6-1. The other Mozzie, 13-2. Melistic, 12-1. And Asta La Pasta, 14s. Keith, we'll come to you first. Strong fancy here.
Yes, I do fancy one here. I noted after his run on the 1st of February, Etalon, I thought, wind up then the Grand Daniel, because he's a horse that's struggling to see his races out of late. They ran him over 2.5 miles 3 weeks later, then 2 days after that gave him the wind up. He was in the Red Rum as well. They've been saving him for one of these big spring 2 mile handicap chases, which is interesting. His form is all on softer ground, but they've obviously saved him for the spring here. He's got a lot more to offer. He's a half-brother to Prince Aeschylus, who I'm sure had lots of form on decent ground. So not concerned so much about that. And yeah, I just think that Etalon has got an awful lot going for him and has been laid out for a race like this spring.
Yeah, 92 could be a bit of value. Tom, would you be in the same camp?
Yeah, I agree with Keith. Dan Skelton had a number of entries for this race and he's opted for the Etalon. Look, that has to be a pointer that they've got Etalon back. If they do, I think he's surely going to be a better horse than 135. I had him down at the start of the season as potential 150 horse. Obviously, things haven't gone to plan, but he's had a wind up now, and I think this is a winnable race. Western Diego surely wants it a bit softer. Tommy's Oscar, while going well, 3 out in the Red Rum. He went falling in the Red Rum. That's hardly the best prep. I think Etalon's a good bet. I think they've been working backwards from one of these big spring races. They've opted for this one. And yeah, I think it's got a big chance.
Two shouts for Etalon. Are you going to complete the hat trick, Ed? Good to have you back after Brett stepped in last week.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Etalon's always on my shortlist. I think I've tipped him up twice on the postcast, but I was disappointed at Sandown. I think they had him ready to go. His handicap mark has come down, and you're quite right. He looks like a horse who should be winning a race off this mark, but I was disappointed. I don't think he went through with his race. He has had tinkered with his wind surgery since, but the ground is my concern. I just do think he prefers it a little bit softer. Looked at the weather apps, it's going to be good to soft or better, I think, at Ayr and Newbury. Most of my selections are based upon that fact. So I'm going to swerve him and go for Hom Pub League, who has been doing it over fences and hurdles, still lightly raced over hurdles, over fences, sorry, just had 8 runs. He's won 3. And for me, he's won on good ground and good to soft. So he's got that covered and ran really well last time at Bangor on D when he caught the 4 sixes who looked ahead of the game. So, yeah, I'm going to go for Hom Pub League at around about 6-1 in a competitive race. But I think he's got his ground right and he's got going back to chasing and he's in top form. So, yeah, 6-1 Hom Pub League will do for me. We're going best industry price on this race, James. We've got, I think, 9 offers on the ITV races in total. So best industry price, 9 a.m. Saturday. No need to go anywhere else. Unibet's prices will be the best in the industry.
Lots to look forward to. Let's move on to the 143, the CPMS Novices Champion Handicap Chase, where we do get a little bit of Cheltenham Festival form put under the microscope. Masaccio, your 11-4 favourite, of course, third at the festival. Loughglin for Mullins at 7-2. Whistle Stop Tour, also 7-2, was entered in the Scottish National, but comes here instead. Pickrock and Ide at 13-2. Ideal de Bord, 11-1. Lord of Thunder, 14s, as well as the form is mighty. Tom, what do we like?
I thought Lord of Thunder was a massive price here, 14-1. There's a lot to like. The ground won't be an issue for him. I think he was definitely going to have a big say. Whether he might well have gone on to win when falling on good ground at Cheltenham earlier in the season. But I think there's plenty more to come from him now he's back at 3 miles. he was on top of Pick Rock at Newbury last time over that distance, and that was at Newbury, so this track should suit him too. Slightly disappointing when 10th in the plate, but he was bang there at the turn. He's just a bit one-paced, and I think this step up in trip's going to be key to him. It's a long way to go for the Tizzards as well, so if they didn't fancy him. Eight runners still in the race. I think he's a massive each-way player.
Okay. Where would you be looking at, Keith?
Same place. With eight runners, Lord of Thunder is a really good each-way bet. He's just, there's, you know, four of these horses came up as my flag horses. It's a very competitive race, and he could run really well and finish second or third, but with the dead eight, you can back him each way. Would just add to what Tom said, that he's run 10 times under rules, 5 times finished first or second. That's been at Newbury, out in Canton, and at Fos Lass. He has not made the first two at your Chepstows, your Cheltenhams, and your Exeters. He's a big, tall horse. I think he wants a flat track, and I think I've said since the start of the season he wants 3 miles. He's got everything he wants here. And yes, he might find one too good, but he's a cracking each way bit of double figures.
Yeah, some confident selections early on in the postcards, just what we like to see. We've got a Nicky Henson runner in here, Ed. What's the verdict from the camp, and is he your fancy?
Well, you can read the Nicky Henson blog now at Unibet Racing, where he tells you everything he knows and thinks. I think Ideal De Boer's got a decent chance here. Quite a big odds, another each way play maybe in the dead eight. Been running over, well, he's a 3 miler staying chasers, what Nicky says in the blog. But he ran over 2.5 last time at Kempton when he was going every inch as good as the first three horses turning in. But then obviously something went amiss and he was pulled up quickly. The fact he's come back out relatively quickly, 49 days later, following tinkering with the winds, suggests to me that he's up, ready to go, ready to roll. He jumps magnificently and he's very lightly raced over fence. So I think he's just had 3 runs, already a winner. This will definitely suit him. I think the race might be run to suit him. I wouldn't be surprised if they go forward with him here. I did like Ide. I wouldn't put anyone off Ide. Gone up from 100 to 123 since joining this stable from Paul Webber's last year. And his performance last time, although he got beat, was probably his best. So he's still improving. But yeah, at the prices, Ideal De Boer is a each way fancy for me. And yeah, we're going super boost, James. Every horse in this race, next price up tomorrow.
Important to get that one. And Nicky Henson, of course, won this race in 2022 with Dusart. The 2:15 at Ayr, our next race. Let's rattle through them here. The Coral Scottish Champion Hurdle, where we've got the return of Patrick Mullins, a week on from his grand national success. He's aboard the 5-2 favourite Ethical Diamond. Cabral de Mafan, 100-30. Valgrand, 6-1. Dusart Oinos, will she finally show that promise we thought she had at the start of her career? She's 15-2. Bunting at 8-1. Kivar, 12-1. Under Control, 14-1. And Cracking Rhapsody, 18-1. Bar. Where would you want to be going here, Tom? We've got a favourite in Ethical Diamond, but it's a big open handicap, this.
It is a big open handicap, so I'm going to opt for one at a big price each way. I like Under Control. I've always thought she's got a big pot in her, but she's not quite been able to do it for various reasons. She is only 6. I know she's been racing for a long time, but a lot of the times that we remember were as a juvenile. She still has plenty of time on her side. And on a Galway hurdle run in the summer, where she ran much better than the 6th place finish suggests, I think she's got a big each-way chance here. Talent-wise, she's got potential to be miles better than 134. That is drawing. It's drawn me in a few times before. I'm just hoping that she's got it in her to get the job done. She's got the potential to bomb out in the races, which she did in the Greatwood. But when everything clicks, she's a very, very talented mare, and I think she's a lot better than 134. So I'm going to take a chance each way on Under Control.
14-1, so more value on the postcards. Can't argue with that. Ed, was this vibe strong about Under Control from the Henderson camp?
I mean, it wasn't massively strong. You can read his blog and he says he was disappointed in the Greatwood. I think, Unibet Greatwood, I should say. I think that he was expecting much more. They went for a foray over to Ireland last year for the Galway hurdle and ran well, 6th. Ran well. I thought she was going to have a top 4 place going around, but she just faded out of it. Still well handicapped, been dropped a couple of pounds since last time as well. So, I mean, she's got to win something, a big pot off this mark, you would have thought. I agree with Tom. I noted that she was as big as 33-1 earlier on in the week. She's now the biggest around 16-1. We're 14s at the moment. I just think she's got it in the locker to come up with something good. And this looks like a race that that she can win. Nikki hasn't got a great record in this race. He's had, since 1997, as long as my records go back, he's had 27 runners. And he won it with Verdana Blue, a mare, who won it really well back in the day. And Yolundi, you remember Yolundi back in 2001. I was involved in that horse, and he won it in 2001. It's a race I love. It's changed a bit over the years. Handicap now, not as good a race as it used to be. But I just think that Under Control is well handicapped enough. And it is a bit in and out. I wouldn't be backing it each way, actually, thinking of it. I'd just go win, because she could just finish down the field. But at those prices, I'll take a risk. Extra place in this race as well, James.
Okay. Strong view on this one, Keith, or one to avoid?
Well, not one to avoid. I mean, Ethical Diamond has got a lot of form on the better sort of ground we're going to get here. Very fast horse, finished fourth at Royal Ascot on ground that, yeah, half the runners in, on this card wouldn't get out of the box to run on that sort of ground, and he's finished fourth on it. So don't worry about the ground. You know, really good form on fourth in the county hurdle. He's the right favourite. It's not a race I've got a strong view on, though.
Okay, let's move on to 255, the UK Green Tech Glasgow Seafield Trophy Mares Handicap Hurdle. Bit of a mouthful. Well, we had a big winner for Tom Lacey last week. He's got a chance of another one here with a Lord Maid. But the favourite is the 7-2 Levida Adiva. Ruby Island 5-1 Armed and Famous 13-2 along with Rock La Vogue, the Lord Maid, who I mentioned there, 15-2 Music the Fee 15-2 Fox's Fancy for local trainer Lucinda Russell 8-1 11-1 Bar. Let's come straight back to you, Ed. What do you like in this mare's handicap?
Well, I think it's a tricky race. It's no bet for me. I don't like betting in mare's handicap hurdles at the best of times, and this is a really competitive affair. The one that I was looking at, but I've decided not to have a play in, is the Lord Maid, who, as you mentioned, comes from Tom Lacey's stable. Stan Shepherd takes the ride. I can't believe he's only had 28 winners this year. He is such a good jockey. I know him from, obviously, days at Chepstow, where he's won the Welsh National in the past. He's a really good jockey. Won last week with a cruise control for the stable at Aintree. I just think that she's got a very good chance here, but it is a really competitive race, and we're going extra place.
Okay. Lord Maid, a small fancy for Ed. Keith?
Yeah, the idea that Lucinda Russell's local to air would be laughable to him, by the way, just so you're aware. it's like you're saying you're local to Norfolk. Armed and Fabulous is the only not overbet Mullins horse on the card, potentially, possibly because she's stepping up so far in trip. But Dam is a full sister to a Midlands National winner, Goulain, and the sire, Affinity. He's making a really good start now. She's from his first crop, she's seven. And he's had the Arco second, had six mile bridge, and, you know, some good horses coming through from him. She is, you know, a lot of these Mullins horses in this card are shorter than they should be. She isn't. And the reasons for that probably aren't entirely valid, but it's not a strong fancy.
And finally, Tom.
Yeah, I don't have a massive opinion on the race from a betting perspective, but I do think Fox's Fancy was a little bit overpriced on the form of her last run behind Ruby Island. She's only beaten a neck and £1 bet off here, so I think she's got a good chance of reversing that form. They also had Levida Adiva behind them too. She's gone out to win since, obviously favoured for this. So I think the form is pointing to Fox's Fancy being a little bit overpriced, but it's not a race that I'll be getting involved in.
Yeah, and just a clarification, Keith, 81 miles is the distance between Lucinda and Air, so maybe not quite local, but more of a home challenger on Scottish National weekend. She doesn't have a runner in the 3:35, the last race at Air we'll be looking at, the Coral Scottish Grand National Handicap Chase, the big race of the weekend where Willie Mullins is looking to do it all over again. He has got six runners looking for that valuable slice of the 200 grand prize money, and the favourite is Chosen Witness at 11-2, Olympic Man, ridden by Patrick Mullins, last week's Aintree Hero, 15-2. McDermott, last year's winner, 17-2. Surrey Quest and Rock My Way, 9-1. Captain Cody and the Nippand, 11-1. Henry's Fend and Hashfing and Walking on Air, 12-1, 14-1. Bar Keith, it's not quite the Ida, but it's a big staying handicap, so no better place to start.
Well, it isn't quite the Eider, and that's sort of the interesting thing. The Eider's become a really good Scottish National trial because it's not so often running the muck anymore. And when it's not, you know, it's a 4-mile handicap chase away from the mud. left-handed galloping track. I thought at the start of the season, Henry's Friend was a perfect Eider horse. He's got lots of form at Newbury. 1-1-5 at Newbury, the five being in the old Hennessy, which, you know, he's not quite that good. But he is a smart handicapper. And Mr. Incredible aside, whose odds against to set off, it's an odds 145, really. So he's got a lot more class than you'd think for this race. I think he'll stay forever. He's getting the sort of left-handed flat track that he really does suit. I think he's got a cracking chance. He should definitely be single figures. And I think possibly the nip hand you could say the same for. Other firms have been less evasive than Unibet. Unibet seemingly fancy him. They're quite short on him. But, you know, an Irish horse with the nip hand's profile. He was second in the Grimthorpe last time on good ground at Donny. And if he jumped better in the closing stages and not given Marauder first run, he might have won it. I think he'd be single figures if he was sort of had sexier connections. Not that Nigel Twiston Davies isn't a sexy set of connections, but people are getting carried away with the Irish raids all the time now. So yeah, Henry's Friend up top. I'll be playing the nip hand too.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Irish connections coming over seems to be the very fashionable thing at the minute. So maybe Nigel Twiston Davies will give us a bit of a reminder on the weekend. Tom?
Yeah, I thoroughly expect Willie Mullins to win, but which one? I have absolutely no idea. So I'm going to take the market leaders on with a couple of consistent types each way. First is Famous Bridge, who nearly always shows up in these kind of races. Won the national trial at Haydock well a couple of starts ago. It's only £3 higher here. Since running the Ultima, where he was sixth, just got a bit outpaced turning in, plugged on well. Step up and trip definitely will suit him. He likes to race just off the pace, which is ideal here. The other one that I'm going to be backing is Owl Power. I just think he was off for over a year after falling in the Coral Gore Cup in 2023. He's ran well on all his starts this season since coming back, latterly behind stablemate Katati Dori at Kempton. I think he's ready now for another go at these marathon trips. He just didn't quite get home in Corrett Ramblers National a couple of years ago, but I think he's shaping like this step up to these kind of trips is going to really suit him now. Dylan Johnston is as good a value for his £3 as there is out there. Welsh trainers have a record, excellent record in the race, so hopefully Al Powell can get the job done for Sam Thomas, but I'll be backing him and Famous Bridge.
Perfect. Finally, Ed, finish us off.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? We just put all the Willie Mullins horses in combination forecasts and tricast, giving last week's exploits, and we'll just sit back and wait for the returns. Truly amazing performance last week in the Grand National, and he might do it again, you know, in the Scottish National. He has the first three favourites, and one or two of the others have got a decent chance as well. I must admit, I was taken by the favourite Chosen Witness, his profile anyway. Very lightly raced over fences, 2.5 runs, you could say, unseated last time at Navan. Four out, but he's got a very decent profile. Grade, that was a graded race. He's kind of improving. He's only had a few races full stop in his career, and he's trained by Willie Mullins. I just thought maybe he was worth chancing. I know he's short, but I thought that he was the most likely winner given the whole look of the race. Interestingly, McDermott, who's another Willie Mullins horse who won the race last year, can run off, I think, a lower handicap mark than he won it off last year due to his poor performances this year. He's had more letters in his form book than numbers. But you wouldn't want to kind of strike him away from the list either. So, yeah, Mullins forecast and tricast for the recreational punter. But for a bet, I'm going to go for Chosen Witness. Oh, and we are going, James, two extra places. I should say that. Two extra places on the Scottish National.
Chosen Witness, the selection there for Ed. And we will be turning our attention to those classic trials at Newbury after this short break. So we turn our attention to the flat. The season is almost ready to kick into full life. And the first race we'll be looking at from Newbury is the 125, the Dubai Duty Free Finest Surprise Stakes, known as the John Porter. This sort of race used to be Al-Azi, Hamish, all those. None of them this weekend. We've got a really classy field, though, led by a 6-4 favourite, Sunway. third in the St. Ledger last season. Ancient Wisdom, 11-4. Bellum Justum, 4-1. Table Talk, 17-2. Dallas Star, 11-1. Divina Grace, 14-1. And Feigning Madness, the rank outsider, at 25-1. Tom, we've got some good horses returning here. It's a bit of Derby form, bit of Ledger form. Which direction do you want to look into?
I really like Bellum Justum here. He maybe lacks the proper Group 1 form that Somewhere has, but he's progressed with every run last season. Won the Derby trial at Epsom before finishing 7th in the Derby. Then 3rd at Royal Ascot before beating a neck by a Ledger winner, Jan Brugel, at Goodwood. Look, he went on to Kentucky, won a Group 3 there. What I really like about him, he's by the Sea of the Stars, and they just seem to get better and better with age. So I'm just really excited to see how Bellum Justum will get on this season. He'll be fine on the ground. The quicker, the better for him. I think he's got a big chance. I really like Bellum Justum here.
4-1 shout. Ed?
I really fancy Someway here. I mean, he's got the back form. If you look at his races last year, he was running in classics, he was running in the very best races, and he did well. Finished 10th in the Arc, but apart from that, 3rd in the St. Ledger, 4th in the King George, 2nd in the Irish Derby. He's a very good horse, just maybe below top class if you look at those results, but placed a couple of times in classics. He's the top-rated horse in the race. He has done a lot of his running on soft ground, but he has been placed in 2 classics on good going. I noticed that the going's getting quicker at Newbury. We had a look yesterday, it was good. I'm now seeing on a few websites that it's good to firm in places. So it is probably going to be quicker than softer, which would be a slight concern. But as I say, he has got form on good going. He just looks a little bit better than the others, as long as he's improved, as long as he's ready to run as well. This John Porter always comes at the beginning of the season, and sometimes it catches horses out that are going to be running all the way through. But with that in mind, I did check on David Munizier's form, and he's going really well, very strongly, since the 31st of March. I think he's had 7 runners, 2 winners. So they're in form. He's got Hashim Murphy on board. Relatively short price, 7-4. But I thought Someway ticked a lot of boxes here, and I'm going to go for Someway in the 125.
Okay, no selection for Keith in that one. So we'll move on to the 2 o'clock. The Dubai Duty Free Stakes, the Fred Darling, which did feature last season's 1,000 guineas winner, Amalka, finished 3rd in the race last year before going on to win at Newmarket. Will we see a 1,000 guineas winner on Saturday? Interest to see what the panel think about the chances of a really good field here. Simmering at 3-1 is your favourite. Mountain Breeze, 7-2. We've got an Aidan O'Brien runner in the race. Heaven's Gate at 5-1. Time for Sandals at 6s. Bright Times Ahead and Formal at 9-1, California Dream, 10-1 bar. But a big field in this race, Keith. Always going to be interesting with a view to the classics, but what do you like on Saturday?
I mean, a lot of these fillies haven't had a chance to show what they can do yet. The ones that have last year, I'm always sort of looking at that three-year-old form, the horses with three-year-old potential rather than two-year-old form at this point. And one just jumps out a mile, and it's Bright Times Ahead. She's run once. She won one of those back-end Newmarket maidens, Phillies maiden, and she beat all the right sort of horses. You know, 2nd was a Lady Bamford Homebred, 3rd was a Godolphin, half-sister to Space Blues, 4th was a half-sister to Absurd. All the right, you know, Haggis trained all the right horses, and she mugged them right off. She went 3.5 lengths clear, never really came under much pressure. She's quite well bred herself. She's got, I think, 4 half-siblings with Black Type. I think she can be the 5th. Whether she can go to the very top, don't know, but that doesn't often matter in the Fred. Yeah, I know the Guineas winner came out of it last year, but she's going to be one of those Guineas winners that is beyond even the scope of pub quiz questions, and it's not has been such a good trial in recent years. Bright Times Ahead, I think, has got the level in her to be placed or win this at the least.
Okay, well, if Keith Mowers is ever setting a pub quiz, just remember Amalka in the 2024 1,000 guineas, even, should I say. Tom, what do you like?
Yeah, I just find these trials really hard to fathom from a betting angle, but I do really enjoy them as a means for the rest of the season. Can you see how Simmering gets on? I did love her as a 2-year-old. She's the rightful favourite on what we've seen, but 16 runners here, as Keith points out, we've only seen the ones that we've only seen some of these horses once. So it's quite hard to have a big opinion, but I'm hoping Simmering runs well. I think she should do on a 2-year-old form, but it'll be an all bet race for me.
Okay. I'll just spin through before I come to you, Ed, some of those horses prices with Unibet for the 1,000 guineas. Simmering and Nadara at 25 to 1. Nadara, sorry, a non-runner now. Brighter Times ahead at 33s. Heaven's Gate's 40s. California Dream is 66 to 1. So Simmering, the most likely guineas prospect we're going to see on the weekend. Is she your fancy, Ed?
I think she's got to be if you're a form student. I mean, she's done it all as a two-year-old. She is the best filly in the race on what she's done as a two-year-old. She's progressed last season, you know, won a race, won a two group threes, group two, and then finished fourth in the Marcel Boussac. I mean, that's pretty good form. You couldn't do much better apart from winning everything you're running. And she's down here in group three company with obviously no penalty. And I think she'll take a lot of beating. But I agree with Tom. It's such a difficult time to have a bet because you are basing your selections on either information from stables or, like me, just going up what the form book says and progressing from two to three. All sorts of things can happen, especially with fillies. We saw that last year at this time of year as well. But I think Simmering's got to be the form choice. It is a competitive race, though, not a strong selection, but Simmering would be the one. We've got two offers in this race, which just show you how difficult the race is. We're going money back second or third, which we normally do for a handicap. Can't remember doing it for a group three before. And also we're going extra place with the 16 runners. So plenty of offers available for the Fred Darling. One thing I would mention, Richard Hannon, who is our ambassador, it's one of those rare occasions where we have blogs from both Richard and Nikki at the weekend, given the strength of racing on both flat and jumps. He has a horse here, a filly in British Blue, who will be an outsider, but worth following, I think, in the future. Here for a bit more experience, one on the all-weather. And the stable of Richard Hannon, both senior and junior, do love this race. Since 1997, 27 runners. They've won it four times, and a further seven horses have been placed. So over 40% success rate in placings. But I wouldn't be surprised if she ran well, but I don't think she can win. I think the one that will win is Simmering.
Okay, we move on to the boys at 2:35 at Newbury, the Watership Down Stud. Two darn hot Greenham Stakes, a race, of course, won by Frankel in previous years. Whether or not we'll see one quite as good, we'll wait and see. But your 3-1 favourite has some really good form. That is Rashabar for Brian Meehan. Chancellor, 7-2. John Quill at 4-1. Al-Qudra, 6-1. Rogue Allegiance, 9-1. Saracen and Yamo Beaver, 11-1. Diablo Rojo, 12-1. Noble Champion, 14s. And the rank outsider, Aurora Majesty, at 40-1. Now, Keith, what do you make of the Greenham these days as a trial? Is it more for a miler? Are you one who looking for speed horses? What do you want to see on Saturday?
Well, there just are more speed horses around of the horses that are in the pool at the moment. And, you know, even compared to Frankel's day and Barney Roy's day, they'd be probably the most sort of stamina-laden horses to emerge from the Greenham in the last 10 years. Most of the recent winners have turned out to be sprinters or 7-furlong horses at the most. You know, the first sort of 4 or 5 last year all ended up being more sprinters than middle distance horses, and you know, even down to Room Service and James's Delight ran in this race, and they both ended up sort of summer and back end sprinters too. So yeah, I'm looking for speed in the Greenham these days more often than milers, and for that reason, again, I'm having a bit of a flyer in this part of the flat season, by the way, including the sprinters, which are my sort of lookout during the flat season. I'm still playing very small. We'll only really get going from Guineas weekend or so. But a small play maybe in this race, given the prices, would be on Saracen, who won a Curragh Maiden very nicely. You know, the seconds won a small race since, and he just looked like a fast horse. He's a half-brother to a sprinter, albeit by a slightly stiffer sire in Sayuni. But he just looks like the sort of horse that's going to be a smart 7-furlong mile max, but could as easily be a sprinter type this year. They're the sort of horses that run well in the Greenham, so I'll be going with him.
Yep, Saracen 11-1, been a bit of money for him as well. Ed, what's your fancy?
Same as the other trial, the Fred Darling. It's difficult, but you've got to go with the form book, I think. And the form book, I think, says Rashabar is head and shoulders above anything else. He's done it already as a two-year-old. Again, he has to progress as a three-year-old, and there's all sorts of problems in between that you've got to kind of say, well, hopefully he is the same horse, if not improving. And there will be other horses that will improve throughout the course of the winter and beyond. But Rashabar's in sets a very, very good aim here for other horses. He's second in the Lagardère on soft ground, group one. He was second in the morning on good to soft ground, and he won the Coventry on good to firm, which I think is key because the ground is getting faster, albeit a shot win at 80-1. But he's got the form in the form book. It's interesting to see what Keith said about sprinters, that he has obviously got a sprinting background in his form, but he's also got relatives that stayed as well. So I think he's got a lot going for him, and at around about 133-1, I thought he was certainly worth a bet. He would be I'd be disappointed if he wasn't in the three, but at 3-1, I'd hope he'd win. So yeah, Rashabar would be my selection.
Okay, and Tom, finish us off. Race you like this one?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm intrigued to watch it. Whether I'll be having a big play, I'm not so sure. That said, I was really impressed with Al Kudra when winning on good to firm at Ascot last season. Beat a horse called New Century, who actually reversed the form at Woodbine next time out. Al Kudra's then downfield in the Breeders' Cup, but that's it. Anyone can do that. That can happen any horse, really. He's had two runs in the Middle East over the winter. He should be fit. I just thought he was the one that was a little bit overpriced. So yeah, I'll probably have a small stakes play on Al Kudra.
Okay, the last race we will be looking at live on ITV is the OLBG Spring Cup over a mile. A little bit different this year. I'll let Keith explain how things are a little bit not the straightforward Spring Cup. We'll get on to that. But your favourite is the 4-1 Silver Sword. James McHenry, 9-2, Metal Merchant, a winner at Newbury last year, 6-1. Cottigate at 9-1. Urban Lion, 10s, Classic 10s, and Sun for Richard Hannon. Another one for Richard Hannon, should I say, at 11-1. Keith, a bit different this year.
Yeah, normally it's run on the straight mile, but there's still some drainage works taking place there between the 7F and 8F starts. So they're running this race on the round mile. Hopefully they'll be back on the straight mile for the lockage. But yeah, it just flips things entirely in terms of draw, mostly. Newbury increasingly is a track where you want it to be towards that near side and therefore higher number of stalls. Whereas on the round mile, in theory, you probably want to be nearer the inside. You want to be in the low number of stalls and get a nice position early on. So yeah, just watch out for that in terms of draw analysis when you're looking at this race. It's not as well used the round mile at Newbury as the straight. I don't have a strong fancy, but Urban Lion had a chance on form and is drawn in one. So is emblematic of the sort of horse I'd be looking for in this race. But again, it's mile handicaps on the flat aren't necessarily my strong suit. But yeah, he's put up as a sort of horse that is going to suit the specific circumstances of this Spring Cup.
10-1 chance. Tom?
Yeah, I like a horse called Sun here. The Hannons have always thought plenty of him. Ran in Pattern Company since his maiden win, apart from last time, which was in a first-time handicap. That was over a mile and a quarter, which was always going to stretch his stamina. Back at this trip, I think he's worth another shot, certainly in one of these handicaps. I think he's got a big, big chance here. I don't know if you remember, I think me and Ed both napped him last year for the green and 40-1. He got absolutely smashed up, went off 9-2, like all good each way anti-post bets on plunge horses, finished fourth. He was close fourth, though. He had every chance going into the last furlong and just got nabbed. It was a bunched up finish for the places. He's won his maiden at this track as well. So I just think the Hannons have probably been thinking about this race for a little while, given his form at Newbury. I think he'll go really well here. So Sun is my selection.
Hopefully for you, Tommy finishes in the top three at least. What's your fancy, Ed?
It's a competitive race, always is. Used to love this race in years gone by. Extra place because of the competitiveness of it. I'm going to go for a horse at a big price. It was actually bigger at the beginning of the week, but too tempting for me to miss out here because he is an improving handicapper. Last year, he won 5 of his 9, progressing from a mark of 82 to 99. And the reason he could do that is he just gets there on the line. So the handicapper can't put him up too much at one go. He's had a couple of runs this year. The Lincoln trial at Wolverhampton, where he came fifth, and then he finished down the pack in the actual Lincoln himself. But he does always run well in these sort of races. He leads a fast pace. He creeps in through. Because it's on the round course, he's actually not got a bad draw in six either. And the stable are in cracking form. I mean, Jonathan Portman, I would argue quite strongly, James, that of all the trainers with more than kind of 7, 8, 9 runners this season, he's the trainer in the best of form in the last few weeks. He's had 2 winners in the last 14 days from 7 runners, and another, I think, 4 of his horses have been placed. So he's in good form. I spoke to his jockey, Rob Hornby, at Bath recently, and he confirmed that the horses are really flying at home. And Rob, incidentally, gets on with this horse extremely well. He's ridden him more times than any other jockey, 11 times. He's come second 5 times on him, so he needs to get a win. But he has had 1 win and 1 third. So he's a horse that he gets on particularly well with. And I can just see him creeping through and nabbing a place at best with an outside chance of going better. So around about 16-1. Too tempting is the one for me.
Yeah, you're not the only one. 18-1 into 16, now 14-1 with Unibet. So there's plenty of support for Too Tempting and the inform Jonathan Portman. We'll be hearing what the boys think is their best bet of the weekend after this word from our sponsors.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out, you're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? And get a chance to win even bigger with 3 UniBoosts every day on any horses you want. UniBet, you're on.
Okay, time for those all-important best bets. Keith Melrose, take us away.
My nap is Etalon in the 110 air. Just think this has been the plan for quite a while, and the wind up is a real swing for me.
Tom?
Yeah, mine is Sun in the 312 at Newbury, back in handicap company over a mile this time. I think he has got a big, big chance for the Richard Hannon team.
I am with you, Keith, in the Scottish National. I'm going to go Henry's Friend in the 335 at air, and my word, I could do with it on the naps table as well. Ed, finally, what's your nap?
At 125 at Newbury, Sunway takes a drop in grade, having contested 5 Group 1s on a bounce last season, placed in 2 classics. This is a step down in class. I expect Sunway to start this season with a win.
Thank you very much. That was Keith Melrose, Tom Park and Ed Nookerson joining me, James Stevens, for the show. As always, if you enjoy all our shows, do rate, review and subscribe, and join us again at 7 p.m. next Thursday to take a look at all the weekend's action. But until then, enjoy all the racing, whether it's over flat or over jumps or on the flat. Goodbye, best of luck, and of course, gamble responsibly.